Good evening. Good evening. It's your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. Come on in. Come on in. I promise I won't be before you long this evening. I just want to put some information out there for parents about a new website that your children could possibly be on. I want to just tell you about that website, what they're doing up there, and another push for you to get all up in your children's business. All right. So I'm going to give it a few minutes and then I'm going to go ahead and get started. I want to really thank every single person who reached out to me this week about my podcast from last week when it comes to homelessness in the schools. Many of you reached out to let me know that you are now taking action in supporting your local schools, or that I gave you some ideas and ways to help within your community. And so that makes me very, very happy to know that, you know, none of this is in vain. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Tonight's topic is around a new website that is out that scholars, children have access to, and they are going up there. And at first glance, as a parent, you would just think, oh, this is cartoon. There's nothing to it. And it's absolutely not just cartoons, okay? And so the name of the site is Hentai, H-E-N-T-A-I. And it is another site where children are able to access porn. And it is porn through anime, right? So looking at it, you know, the graphics and stuff, and you're thinking, okay, I know a lot of kids these days are really into anime, but it is some good. Some a little vulgar, some deal with, you know, a lot of violence, a lot of gore, and then now surfacing are the porn ones. And so I just want to encourage parents yet again to get into your children's phone to make sure you go through every single app. I believe, I don't care how old your children are, there should be parental controls on their devices. But smart as some of our babies are, they know how to also get around some of those firewalls and security features. And so I encourage you to just check those phones often. Again, this is one of those sites that if you just first look at it, you're going to think, oh, that's, you know, that's nothing. That's kid stuff, especially if your child is one who is into, the anime designs and readings and drawings. But they are looking at porn through the sites. And, not only are they looking at it, they're sharing it with their friends. And so I just want to bring that to your attention. Every time I find out information, new information, I am always, always going to share that with families because I also am a mother and I would want someone to do that for me as well. And so coming to you as a principal who kind of hears and gets a lot of things presented to her, I am here to tell you that there is another site that they could possibly be looking at, and it is not for the good of your kids. You do not want to, you know, hopefully at this day and age, you kind of have to have that talk a little sooner, and I've already done a podcast on that, but definitely you want to make sure, especially your younger children, they are not middle school, high school, none of them should be watching that stuff, right? It opens up doors and gateways to so many things that they are not ready to deal with at their age. and yet it's happening. And then they're sharing it with their friends. They're sharing it, you know, it just keeps being shared over and over and over. And now you have more and more kids who are exposed to these things. And I'm gonna tell you why I do such, why these things are so very important, especially in middle school, high school, because once you, like I said, once you open that door, now you're beginning to, you know, look at your classmates a little bit differently. Now you are, you know, talking in ways you should not be talking to one another. And before you know it, boom, now we're groping. And groping is now leading to heavy kissing and panting. And then boom, we have a whole nother situation. I am telling you, as a school official, parents, the world is getting a lot more clever, and Satan is getting a lot more clever in how he's packaging up the things that we know we do not want our children exposed to. He's packaging it up in things that look like, you know, oh, it's just cartoons. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not cartoons. It's porn. Okay, so yes, get into those phones, look, go through all the apps, actually open them, look at the games, actually play some of the games, look at the books that are being read and actually read some of the pages in the books that are out there. I am telling you that the cleverness now is just, my goodness. And before you know it, your child is now exposed to something. That portal has been opened, and now you, your child, everybody fighting stuff that wasn't there before. And it's because it's been invited into the space, right? We all know that once you have a taste of sex, that can be a difficult one to break, especially at a young age. And so my advice as parents is you want to expose and talk to your children at your own pace. I encourage you to do it a lot sooner than maybe what you learned when you were growing up. But it's very important that you are definitely getting into those phones. It's very important that you are definitely looking at the apps. You are talking to your children. You are paying attention to the messages and images that they are sending to their friends, because it's happening. Okay. It is definitely happening, and it is not a good thing. I am telling you, it was just really sad. It was really sad, to see, and hear of, some of the messages that have been sent, between, our children. And it's like, my goodness, this is next level. This is married folks, maybe early on in their marriage. I don't know, but it's just sad. And so please get the word out. Hentai, Hentai, is the site. It is anime. It is, again, it's going to look like cartoons. It's going to look like, you know, that type of stuff, but it's really, a very inappropriate site for scholars, for children. And even as I said, a lot of anime stuff, anyway, there's a lot of gore, in some of the writings, some of the shows and stuff that are out there. And so just make sure you're paying attention to that too. If you have Netflix and all these other streaming sites, you set your child up with a profile, or your grandchildren up with a profile if you haven't done so already, and it will send you weekly reports of what they've watched, right? And how many times they've watched it. And that is another way that I keep an eye on my kids' devices. They're also connected to mine. I also make sure, you know, I'm her. And so I'm going in those phones. I'm going in those iPads. Get quiet in your home or in your car sometimes and listen to what they're listening to. If they're wearing headphones and stuff a lot, hey, take those headphones out and, you know, you, whatever you got going on, play that out loud, right? Get into those group chats, to girls and boys. A lot of times we like to think it's just the boys. I'm trying to tell you, these little girls might be a little worse. Get into those group chats. Get into those photos, the photo album. I hate now that there's that feature where you take the picture and you can, you know, you delete it and it's gone. But get into those photos. You're going to have to become a ninja parents in this day and age dealing with your children, because the more clever they become, the more clever we have to. But just know that you have myself and others who are also on the front line with you. And as we find out information, as I find out information, I'm always going to make sure that I share it, because I just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep our children safe and to make sure that we are educating them properly in the right way. You do not want them getting information about sex from their friends. I mean, come on. Really. So definitely pay attention to those things. Again, the site is Hentai, H-E-N-T-A-I, and I encourage you to, I'm not going to tell you to check it out. Just make sure you don't see it on any of your child's device. And then, of course, I would love for you to share this so that other families can hear and, you know, make sure that they are able to do the same. Grandparents, I'm charging you, aunts, uncles, as you are babysitting and watching, you make sure you're paying attention as well to what they are listening to and what they are watching, okay? So that's all I have for you this week. Again, this is your girl, Dr. Shepherd, coming to you with another note from the principal's desk. And stay tuned next Friday, where we'll do it all over again. Be blessed. Peace.